There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
It's 10 past five. We have a gentleman here from Dublin, I think. Oh, you're based in Dublin, Patrick.
I'm based in Dublin, yeah.
You are. Nice to have you here. Patrick is the head of pre-sales at CR2. Patrick Simons, Digital Banking Conference starts tomorrow at the Conrad Dubai. So the great and the good of the financial world coming together. We've invited you here because we want to talk about the customer journey, the experience that you have with your bank. And I really wanted to start with you. You are behind a mobile banking app.
Indeed,
kind of your brainchild, your baby, if you like. Lots of banks taking that on. And in my experience with my bank, the mobile banking app has saved my relationship with my bank because...
I thought you meant with your wife.
If there was an app for that NLT, I'd be downloading that double quick, let me tell you. But it really has changed my relationship. I was at the end of my banking tether, if you like, and the app has changed all that, and it is fantastic. So important, because so many banks, I think, are getting it wrong. Is that fair to say, do you think?
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest problems that banks are facing with is, even for the standard functionality that they're offering their app, they've just made such a bad attempt at getting the user experience right. And this is paramount. You really need, there's no excuse in these days, you really need to have the best possible user experience available, not just on your mobile app, but across all of your channels as well. And this is some of the things that, for example, Forrester would have made reference to in their recent report on the top 53 mobile banking apps around the world. They were saying that there's an awful lot of apps that have got a lot of, fundamental flaws in the whole user interface. Mm. And, they make the most difficult ways of being able to do simple transactions, where in this day and age it's not necessary. Everybody's expected to be able to do things in a very, very easy way, and there's no excuses for banks not to be doing that.
Well, you see, this is the thing, isn't it? And when your banking relationship is so central to your life, isn't it? Once you join a bank, most of us stay with one bank. I guess most of us say there's a lifetime relationship. You may have your insurance with the bank. You may have a mortgage with the bank. You may have this. You may have X. You don't really want to change it because it's a hassle to do so. But it often doesn't seem to be an equal partnership to me. I often find my bank kind of dictates to me. I want it to be as easy as possible. I want it to be hassle-free. I don't want to queue. Why should we these days?
Absolutely. And it's interesting as well because, for example, I opened up a student account with my bank, over 25 years ago, and I'm still with that bank. Mm. However, I don't have all of my products with that bank. I have my mortgage with another bank. I have my credit card. I've got insurance. So maybe I have a total of around 12 different products, main products, but they're not with the one bank. But there's no reason why they shouldn't be with that one bank. And the only reason I can think of is the bank wasn't able to reach out to me effectively. When I was going for a mortgage, they were showing me adverts, would I like to go on holidays on ATMs? If I was going for a car loan, I would get some other random advert. So you really need to have to, target your customers with effective campaigns that match the lifestyle of the person who's using the device, whether it's a mobile app, whether it's an ATM or the internet or even a kiosk.
But do you think some of that's come down to consumers being more savvy now? They think as well. In the past, maybe it was easier to stay with one bank and it felt complicated to open another account or have a different product with a different bank. But now it's accessible. We've made banking so much easier and we've made financial products and services easier to access. As Tim says, if you are into mobile banking, the way that you do things, you transfer money. That's why I thought he was joking about saving his marriage with his wife, because you can keep an eye on what's happening and where the money's going, really. So I guess my question is, do you think now customers have more choice and they're more likely to sort of spread where they're going to get their deals?
Absolutely, because the only reason a lot of customers would stay with the bank, particularly in the past, was they were building up their credit history. So they would like to, stay with the bank because they can see all my transactions that I've been doing. But, even today, you can very easily, get a product from one bank and then even aggregate them together using consolidation software. But it's going to actually become a lot more competitive. And if you look at what's going on in Europe, with the legislation that's been pushed out to all of the banks that's enforcing them to open up their banking systems to fintechs. Mm. Now, fintechs, one great thing about fintechs is they're great at doing things right. They're great at looking at the customer, being very customer-centric. So you'll see that in the future, customers won't really care too much anymore about, that system of record that they have with their bank, because it can be moved around very, very easily. and you can move and consolidate your apps together in one convenient way. So yeah, I think that's very, very
and
important.
I mean, there's apps on the market now that will track everything that you spent. And that's not necessarily your own bank offering. That's just a case of you inputting your account details, and it's saying to you, look, you're spending too much on going to the cinema. You're spending too much on your, you know, morning coffees. But it's showing you where your money is going, what's coming in and what's going out each month. And a couple of years ago, that's probably unthinkable, the fact that you would have an app with access to this information. But the world's changing.
Absolutely. And you're saying there that there are other banks, not necessarily banking apps, that are doing that, but there's no reason why the banks shouldn't be doing that themselves. They have more data on you than anybody has. And if you look at the likes of, you know, Google, you know, they don't really know a lot about you necessarily, but you know, when you go searching, they know what to show, what to target to the customers. But banks have much, much more information than Google would ever have on an individual through the data that they have in the bank. So yeah, I think banks should really be looking at that more seriously. And also not putting it in a way where you have to tell it what transactions, you know, this was spent in Starbucks, or I took €20 out of an ATM and I did this with the transaction. But it should really be intelligent. And it should start plugging into the likes of analytics, which gives a much more interesting way of looking at the data that the users are presenting.
You have an office here, Patrick. Are we getting better here in the UAE, do you think? My guess would be people driving home now, wherever people are at the moment, perhaps not as favourable towards their bank as they might be. It could be better. That's kind of what it seems to me. But are we getting better? Are we considering analytics? Are most banks offering a reasonable standard banking app?
Yeah, the international banks that are present here are obviously doing that, because they're you know, taking their influence from their parents, the companies. I think, yeah, there are a lot of interesting things going on here. Like, for example, I was recently reading a report on what Bergen Bank in Kuwait, for example, were doing. I'm talking about the general region. And they're doing some very interesting things with developing mobile apps and being very customer-centric. I've been coming to Dubai for many, many years, and has been a lot of interesting changes. This is a very advanced place, you know, whether it comes to, you know, coming into the country or getting out through automation. It's really, really interesting things they're doing here. But I think they could be better. But I would focus more on the bank becoming much more customer-centric, you know, because that's where it starts from. You can have the best app in the world, but if your bank isn't able to reflect that app, or in the other words, you should really be customer-centric and let your app reflect that customer centricity.
It's that old adage, isn't it? The customer is always right in the end, and that applies to banking as it does to retail, as it does to hospitality, as it does to anything.
Yeah, like the customer is always right, but really at the end of the day, the customer is the one that is paying the bank's wages. You know, when you start, you know, they mightn't necessarily be right, but you have to be able to let them feel that they're right. But, you know, when you're dealing with customers that are very demanding, and in this digital world, you know, customers are becoming much more demanding than ever before. And the problem with digital is they can start spreading that information around through social networks. And one of the things that I like to refer to as the tipping point of success of a mobile app is not how much the bank can push the app through marketing and advertising, but it's how much the customers can push that app themselves by word of mouth. You know, there's some interesting things that I believe MBAD have actually done, where if you're out at a meal and you want to share the bill, you can just, you know, split the bill using the app. And, you know, let's say you had somebody in that, you know, at that dinner and they didn't have the app, you know, the person's going to say, yeah, it's really, really cool. You should download this app from MBAD and be able to do this. So things like that are very, very important.
That's smart, isn't it?
It is because that's how we work now, and that's how we live. It's obvious it used to be people getting out the calculator or a bit of piece of paper, and then it moved to our phones, and now there's an app.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And at least then you probably split it four ways rather than somebody saying, well, I didn't have a main course, so I'm not going to do this. So, it's a more democratic way of doing it. Patrick Simons is here from Dublin. There is a digital banking conference 2018. So the Conrad Dubai tomorrow. Patrick's from CR2. Really interested to talk to you. Thank you. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.